no, I before Rabbi Yochanan was mashmet the Raisa, no, me myself, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds the Yamrik Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya will learn like this. They say the Roilam. They say the Roilam that the Pasuk says, Asher Yoshu Avoisecho of Yerishta. The Tomat Yerushas, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you Yash and you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael. So we darshan like this. Yerusha Rishayna Ushniya Yeshlem. Eretz Yisrael has two times that the Yidden will conquer Eretz Yisrael. In other words, first Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, the first Kedusha. Now, when they went out by Golas Bavel, it was Bottle the first Kedusha. When they went out of Eretz Yisrael by the Rechub and the Beis Hamikdash Rishayin, it was Bottle the Kedusha. Then after 70 years later, when Ezra came back into Eretz Yisrael, he had to be Mekadesh, it's called the New Yerusha. They had to go and inherit Eretz Yisrael. A second time, a New Yerusha, they made a second Kedusha by the second Beis Hamikdash. But Ushlishus Ein Lehen, there's no Din Shlishus. What does that mean? That means the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni is not bottled. Bizman is there after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Eretz Yisrael still has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's still the Yerusha Eretz Klai Yisrael. And therefore, Avad will be Mechuyiv and Truman of Yeraisa. The Yomar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Man Tana Seder Olam, who's the Tana of this Indian of Seder Olam, the Sefer Seder Olam? Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So the Kitzur, Rabbi Yechanan himself holds like Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi holds that Yerusha Shania of Eretz Yisrael, Bisman Ezra, when he went up at the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, is never bottled. That Kedusha is still here today. So therefore, this man Azed, the true man Eretz Yisrael, is Mechuy Midiraisa. That's Rabbi Yechon himself holds. I, the Mishnah before, Rabbi Yechon says that Mishnah true holds that true Mazoni Midirabonin, and that goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. Rashi says, So Masnissin Rabbi Yossi Kamalo, and Drugnis Kayin. Our Mishnah over here in Oral is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the one that said that an Adrugnis Kayin that gets married, his wife is allowed to eat Truma. Will be day, and Rabbi Yechon said, according to Rabbi Yossi, Aminai said, Af machilu b'chazov v'shoik. According to Rabbi Yossi, this Andrugnus, and Andrugnus again is a person that has two simonim. He has a simon and eva like a man, and a mokum like an isha. So Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah knows he has a din of a zachar. And therefore, if he's a kohen, he was born from a kohen. His father's a kohen. And now he gets married, we hold he has a din like a zachar, he has a right to get married. And his wife is called an eshes kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, says that his wife is allowed to eat truma. So Rabbi Yechanan says that according to Rabbi Yossi, who adin his wife is also allowed to eat kachin chazor v'sheik. Why? To truma namin Rabbi Yossi diraisi apizman azir. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no way out. Rabbi Yossi's shita from Seder Olam is that Yerusha Seretz Yisrael shniyah was not bottled. The kedusha is there, bizman azir. So truma is diraisa. So if Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that his wife can eat truma, he has to mean that even in the Eraisa we consider an Andrugnes a Zohar, and when he gets married, his wife is called an Eshes Kayin, that she's allowed to eat truma. So who Adin Rabbi Yechanan says, she's also allowed to eat Chazor v'Sheik, she could also eat Kachim. So that will be an idea that Rabbi Yechanan holds truma b'zman as the Eraisa, he's only saying it in our Mishnah, in the Oral over here, according to Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi himself holds the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was not bottle. Rashi says Yerusha Rishona, that's Bimei Yeshua, heavy Yerusha. V'chein Shniyah, the Bimei Ezra. The Keshagolu Golus Rishona, when they went into Golus Bavel, is bottle Kedushas Eretz. But the klal is Shalishus Ein Lehem, Kloima, Leiboy LeMeheda LeMeo Mirsei. They don't have to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael a third time. The Yerusha Medesi, because the Yerusha we had already is still with us. Yashmin and I crow the Loibotla Kedusha Soritz Begolus Titus. That after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, it was not Boto the Kedusha Soritz Yisrael. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Truma Bizman is there, the Yeraisa, and Uadim, the Eshes Andrugnis, Kedit Chazov Eshoik also. So the Gemara though, the Sovereign Rabbi Yechanan, Bidirabon and Loibinon Ribuya, but true, Rabbi Yechanan explained the Mishnah before. That Mishnah talking about Shtei Kupais. This Mishnah Psachim and Nazir, Mishnah Trumais. That's all about Shtei Kupais. So that Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan Shita, that holds Truma is only mid Rabbanan. Therefore, since it's only a question of an Issa the Rabbanan, we all, when Shtei Kupais fell into two other Kupais, you have a right to be Tolly. It's a Sophic in the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan is a Golakula. And Rabbi Yochanan said, what? Even though there's not Roiv Chulin, even without Roiv, still you could be mekel. For the Gemara is that true that on this of the Rabbanim min Asafik you could be mekel even without a roiv? Does Rabbi Yochanan say that way? For your Tanan, we learned like this: the Mishnah Mikvois mikvah sheyesh bayaboyim saw mechuvonis. You have a kosher mikvah that has exactly 40 saw. That's the amount of water you have to have in a mikvah. Now it says nosan saw v'notal saw kosher. Nosan saw means first you added a saw, an amount of water, even if the water was mayim shuvim. You added pasul water into the mikvah. But the lacha is, since you first had a kosher mikvah 40 saw, the mayim shuvim that come into the mikvah now becomes bottled to the mikvah. It becomes a part of the mikvah. So now it's considered like you have 41 saw of kosher water. And now you go and take a saw of water out of the mikvah. So lamaisa, how much water is left in the mikvah? 40 saw is still a kosher mikvah. Even though, lamaisa, when you take a saw out of the mikvah now, how much water is left, you can't say 100% it's 40 saw of the original saw. Most probably when you took out some, you took out some of the kosher water, and what's in there now is like 39 and a half kosher water, and a half of mayim shuvim is there. But so what? Since when the mayim shuvim first, mayim shuvim means water that was drawn through a kli, that's possible to make a mikvah. But once you have a kosher, like all our mikvahs, once you have a kosher mikvah 40 saw, you're allowed to add into a tab water as much as you want, and all that water that you add in becomes bottled to the mikvah and has a locha like the mikvah itself. So again, first you have 40 saw, you add in one saw, it's called you have now 41 saw of good water. So even if now you take your measure of a saw of water out of the mikvah, you're left with 40 saw, still kosher. That's the law of notal saw, the nosan saw is kosher. Nosan saw, the notal saw is kosher. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Shelo, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Rubai. When is this kosher? Only Ad Rubai. Ad Rubai means that let's say you put in one saw and you took out one saw, you put in. It had to be only up to 19 times. Now, how the meaner is, you always have to have that there's Raiv, Mayim, Sherem there at all times. In other words, if you did it 20 times, then it'll be possible already. Because by doing it 20 times, you have to be afraid you took out 20 saws already of the kosher of mayim, and you only have 20 saws of kosher and 20 saws of mayim shuvim. You don't have roiv, mayim sherim, it won't be good. So mashma, even though mayim shuvim is only possible with the rabbanon, still it's only kosher ad rubai. It's only kosher kozuman, you could say for sure, there's still 21 saw of kosher water left over in the mikvah. So even though what you put in, put out, it's good, it's only up till 19. 21 has to still be there. So my love doesn't mean to say that in Nishtaya Rubai, that you have to have always 21 left over. So the Chura you see here, even though it's only a Shalom and Nisa the Rabbonin, Mayim Shuvim is only possible with the Rabbonin, still you say you always have to have that there was 21 saw of Mayim Sherim in the mikvah. And what you're playing around with is only 19 saw that you put in, took out, put in, put out, 19 times. But if you don't have 21 left over, it won't be kosher. So, Kortzakashan Rabbi Yechanan. Here Rabbi Yechanan says, by Nisa the Rabbonin, even if you don't have Roy left over, still it's kosher. You say it didn't Taliyah. So first the Gemara says, Loi, Tala Nishka Ruba, I'll tell you here also. That the Rabbi Yechanan says here by the Mikvah Ad Rubai, it doesn't mean 21 saw. It just means the Lanishka Rubai. You did not take out 21 saw. As if you only took out 20 saw, since there's always still 20 saw of the original water, that's enough to be kosher. But you don't need Raiv Midrabbanan. But if you have Raiv Psulim, that makes it worse. Like if you took out already 21 times, that's what's left over is less than Raiv, that's no good already. But as long as what you took out is not Raiv, if you only took out 20, and you put in 20, that would still be kosher in the Chanami. Even in the Rabbanim's Rabbi Yechon hold, you do not have to have Raiv. The Boyisim, another territory, I'll tell you, Shani Hoch, and our Gemara is a little bit different. Our first Mishnah of Kupois. The Yikul Amayim is Shani Yomer. Just a little bit different. In our first case, when you have two barrels falling into two barrels, true, it's a Shailan the Rabbanim. Now the reason why the Rabbanim will make Kul, even though the original barrel of Chulin has less than Roiv of the Truma, is a new Svara, because we could say Shani Yomer. In other words, we're only talking about this of the Rabbanim here. The Truma Bisman is there according to the Rabbanim, is only with the Rabbanim. Now what happened here? You first had two barrels, one Chul and one Truma. And you had another two barrels. And we know for sure these two barrels, one fell into this, and one fell into that one. We just don't know for sure which barrel fell into which. But there is a Shan Yoima, there is a Ksas Svar to be told to say that that most probably the Truma mixed into the Truma, and the Chulin mixed into the Chulin. Even though it's not really a Svar, why should you say it that way? But it's called a Ksas Tliya. But the Rabbanon have a right to say, we could say that's what happened. That's why we're more Mekel. Mashekin, via Mikvah, when you put in a saw of water, that saw of water gets mixed up with all 40 saw. Now, when you take out a saw out of the mikvah, for sure and for sure, you're taking out part of the kosher water. So therefore, here Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if you don't have 21 saw of kosher water left over there, it won't be good. Because here you can't say Shani Yomer. There's no Shani Yomer. You can't say that the saw you put in. And now the soy you're taking out the exact soy you put in, that's the soy you took out. That doesn't make sense. That's not probably. Because when you first put in your soy water into the mikvah, it mixes up with the whole water, with all the water. So when you take out now a measurement of a soy out of the mikvah, for sure you're taking out some of the good water that was there originally. So maybe if you take out 21 times, you're for sure not going to be left with rov, kashra, mikvah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, there it's no good. This is a big shawl about the mikvah, is derived its mikvah one on top of another, or one inside of the mikvah. Usually we have mikvahs now where they always have one bore of kosher water, and then they have what we tivel in, the beis hatfila, that they fill up with tab water, and then there's a whole hashaka that the waters touch one another. So therefore the kosher mikvah, when it touches the other, the we tivel, it kashes that water. The question is, though, when you open up that pipe, the water sometimes mixes back and forth. And you have to be afraid that by cleaning it out a few times, the kosher water, right of that water, will go out, and what's going to come in is going to be the pustle of water. That's why it's a shaila that some people hold. It's better to have the mikveh side by side. They say water doesn't travel side by side. And some people say it's better to have a mikveh agave mikveh. So a lot of times you have the bottom of the mikveh is the kosher bor, and the base that tefillah is on top of it. But they say water doesn't travel upwards and downwards. In other words, the water on the bottom always stays that way. And the water on top that we put in new water, and then we open up it, when you open up the connection between the bottom and top water, they hold the water doesn't shake that much. That's why some places like here, they have both. I forgot which sheet holds which sheet. But some mikvahs here have both ways. They have bor, agave bor, and they also have a bor, atzad bor. In other words, they have two kosher mikvahs. They have a kosher mikvah underneath the base of tefillah, and they also have a kosher mikvah on the side of the base of tefillah. And they have two holes. So they open up both of them. So by space, for sure, one way doesn't get mixed up. So therefore, you always left with 100%, you always have 40 saw of kosher mikvah in one bur. Because otherwise, you have to be afraid of nosam sov and not sov nosam sov. You have to be afraid that throughout the years, if you keep on cleaning it, opening and closing it, that the waters get mixed up. And sometimes the original bor could become puzzle. It lost its original 40 saw of mayim tohu. Right. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, androgynous noisei. An androgynous is allowed to get married. In other words, we hold an androgynous as a man, it's a zocher, he could marry an isha. So the Mara says, Tani im nosa. So Rashi says like this, there's about Tanan, androgynous nois lechatchila. Alma zochum al yehu. Vekashel rash lakish diyama ein machila b'chazo b'shoik. And we ask Nakasha and our Mishnah to rash lakish. Our Mishnah says an androgynous could get married. Mashma lechatchila. What do you mean he could marry an isha? Mashma, we say he's vada yezochum. So then, if he's vada yezochum, when he gets married, if he's a kayin, his wife is nashis kayin. So why does rash lakish say that his wife can't eat diraisa, trumo, chazo b'shoik? So where it says, Tani im nosa. Rish Lakish learns no, it just means if he got married. Not that he's allowed to get married. Because according to Rish Lakish, an androgynous is a Sophic. He's a Sophic man, Sophic Isha. So therefore, the Chachil is not allowed to get married. Just if he got married, it's a Sophic condition. For a Noisei Ketoni is Mashmuat Lechachila. So where it says, Lataymich, Maya Volanista. What does it mean that he should not receive condition? Elamai Nisa Dievet. If Naisanami Dievet could mean both ways, mean only be Dievet the Mishnah.
So maybe it could come out like Rish Lakish. Just means that he's not allowed to get married because we don't know what he is. But with Dievet, yes. The Gemara says, Amri loy, noisa lechetchila mashma. That Nois said that he could get married, is mashma lechetchila, he's allowed to get married. In other words, is mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, that an adroitness is a vadai, is for sure a zocher. Ava loy nisa, what does it mean loy nisa? Dievin nami loy. That if he plays the role like an isha, to receive kedushin from a man, even b'dievin the kedushin is not chal. Zachur, the Mishnah is a raya like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara goes to Esakash, it's mashma not like Rabbi Yochanan either. For me, diktoni seifa. Rebel as a waima, androgynous, chayav molas, gilo ke zohar, that if somebody lives with an androgynous, it's called mishkav zohar, it's chayav skilom, nechlada tanakama, suki mefavkale. Mashma the tanakama has a sophic doubt what an androgynous is. Mashmi not chayav chorus if another man lives with him. So the chur, this is not like Rabbi Yochanan.
And the Tanakama. And the Chur, we want to say that we were saying that the Tanakama holds that an adroitness is a Vadei Zohar also. So Chur, what's the Machlokes then? So Gemara says, Enechnami, Bein Lamar, Mifshep Shitalei. Both of them hold.
Right. Yes, Gemara came out what? That Bein Lamar, the Pshat is that Bein Lamar, Mifshep Shitalei. And the Chur, we're asking the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan's Mashma, both of them hold it's a Zohar Vadei. So if you hold an androgynous as a zocher vadis, what's the machlokes then? So chutz mashma not like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says no, like Rabbi Yochanan holds both of them hold mifshap shitale that an androgynous, a person that has both simonim, a simon of a zocher and a simon of an akeva, has a din like a zocher. His din is like a zocher. Therefore, he can get married, and if he's a kohen, his wife could eat truma. So what's the machlokes then? Ika benayu skila mishnei mekaymus. Now if Kumina is or somebody else lives with him, or another zohar lives with him, the yisa mishkav zohar, if two men live together, to the chayat chorus. So the machlokes is, you have this androgynous. You have this man that has two simonim. He has a simon of a zohar and a simon of an akeva. So the shayla, his makam of an akeva, if another man lives with him there, is it called mishkav zohar or not? That's the machlokes. The mass of the one holds chayiv olav skila mishnei mekaymus. This androgynous, even though he has a mokum like an isha, if another zocher lives with him in that mokum, he's chayiv chorus. It's called the mishkav zocher. Even though it's a mokum like an isha, but lemaisa he holds that the din of an androgynous is a zocher vaday. So both places of him has a din like a zocher, that if somebody else lives with him there, he's chayiv chorus. Well, mass of the first one holds no, ki zocher. Masav kizocher means only if like a zocher yichayiv chorus. But if another man lives with him in the mokum of his like an isha, that's not called a mishkav zocher. There won't be yichayiv chorus. That's the machlekes. But everybody holds though that the dragness has a din of a zocher. The only shal is if another man lives with him. But yoyser mokum is yichayiv chorus or not? That's the machlekes. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan will learn. According to Rish Lakish, though, the Chur the Gemara before came out, that our Mishnah is not mashma like Rish Lakish. But our Mishnah is mashma that lechetchila, an androgynous, is allowed to get married. That means he has a din like a zocher. He's like a zocher vaday. And he has a right to marry an isha. That's why our Mishnah is mashma. Yeah. So it's more mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish. Alright, turn over.
Right. Omar Rav.